Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey! Okay. Hey! You need to quit putting words in my mouth and let me explain myself. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm not saying history doesn't matter.
I didn't say that.
Just lay out.
Oh, whoa.
So I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. The 49ers won 5 Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s, right? If you were alive for that period of time and you are a Niner fan, you will have those memories forever. It was the greatest era of 49er football. And you get to have those memories. But they don't matter right now, is all I'm saying. And you know what? I'm seeing it with the Giants. And I've got a little correlation to make. Every time I look at NBC Sports Bay Area, I see Jeremy Affeldt, Hunter Pence,
right,
George Kontos, Sergio Romo. And you know what I think every time? They stink. That team stinks. You know why? Because they continue to bring out the guys who won 10 years ago. The fact that they're out there is proof that we're a losing organization now. And I'm not saying
Brown, that's your prerogative. That's how you feel. But I'll just tell you what, Steiny, you have created calls. I'm looking at it right now. How many calls we got?
What was the 2 or 3? Not that many. I'll get to line 4. All right, go ahead. John in San Francisco. I'm worried about this one.
Well, no, speaking of memories, Steiny, you know, we're just kind of going down memory lane.
I know what's coming here. He's got to stick it to me.
No, I'm not. I just want to remind you of a beautiful memory that we had on this show before I bring on our caller.
Are you serious? All right. Let's welcome in John Fogarty. Hey, John, I got to ad lib here, but John Fogarty's from El Cerrito. He was part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival Band, one of the greatest American bands of all time. He, of course, wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyrics. And John, geez, boy, thanks for joining us.
This is John Sally.
John Sally. John Sally from the Detroit Pistons. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, also, we had to do that to you. Oh, man.
We have a special caller.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is not John from San Francisco. This is John Sally.
Oh, my God.
John Sally. The real John Sally.
Oh, my God. Have you heard this story?
Yeah, I did. And I said, you know, I heard that the, you know, the psilocybin, all the mushrooms up in San Francisco are legal, and you can do them before work. So I was like, okay, he just got one old white guy mixed up with one old black guy. Oh. Two different parts of the world.
Well, I got to ask you now, had you ever heard of John Fogerty?
Yes, I know John Fogerty. I live next door to him.
Are you serious?
I did, and I literally was going to go knock on the door and say, hey, man, somebody's on the phone for you.
Hey, John, I got to ask you this. Did you hang up on us?
No, I was in Puerto Rico coaching professional basketball. I thought it was great.
That's incredible, man. That is John Sally. You are famous. You're famous anyway, but just so we use you, man. We need to send you a check. That drop is played so much.
See, John,
it is wonderful.
What John, what I'm upset with is, I mean, I was ad-libbing the hell out of that, but I still look like a fool,
John Sally.
No. You had all of his stats. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Willie Mays, too. I got Willie to sign something for me.
Awesome.
And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, yeah, man, I got to get it.
John, I got to sneak in a quick basketball question if you can. Is Anthony...
Well, let me just say this. Let me say one thing. One thing. He just went in on the Giants, and I was like, wow. I wish I had that glory to say somebody sucks after they're becoming a pro. I'm just saying, you know, maybe they just don't have the right chemistry together. When they get that, then they'll be a better team. All right, go ahead.
No. The main point is that teams that live in the past can never succeed into the future. That's my feeling.
I used to, you know what? It's so funny. I thought that, but the Detroit Pistons were the worst team in basketball.
Right.
And it was the one time they should have said, you know, 30 years ago or 34 years ago when the Pistons were, this was the mentality. So I think the culture is what they try to keep together. They try to get that winning culture again.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have to go back to see the winning culture.
I got you.
Yeah. John, I got to ask you this, because this is what I know about you, going back to your playing days in the Best Damn Sports Show, as I was a bachelor and watched that every night and loved your work. Anthony Edwards, it's been his world. He was part of the Olympic team. But if you were next to him, just on the couch and you're chopping it up, when he came out and said Jordan was the only one that really had talent, John, what would you say? Because I'm mad at him. He don't even know me. But I'm like, youngster, you can't say that, especially when it's all yours for you to have right now.
Well, see, what the problem is M-E-S-P-N-J, that's what they do. Is they literally pick that one person and they go, don't forget, this is the Messiah. And they got away from Dr. J. They got away from even knowing that Tiny Archibald was great in the NBA. The NBA, kind of to what his tone was, doesn't want to deal in the past. They want to continue to go to the future. So when you only see and only hear GOAT talk about MJ, it makes you think that everybody else was standing still. Not realizing I was on a team that sent him home to watch the championship,
yeah.
I think, three times. So people just don't know it because they do a great job of making the Messiah and not talking about the rest of it. But that was not a hard thing, just uneducated.
Okay.
What the facts are.
All right, John. I had a take recently on Steph Curry, but now I got a guy who can answer it definitively. So Steph's he's in a show called Mr. Throwback, and it's a series, I guess, or a movie or something like that. And he's in the movie, and he plays himself. And I've been saying,
a great job.
Well, and that's where I come in and I say, wait a minute. If you're playing yourself, it's not acting. But I know you played yourself in the movie Eddie. Is it acting?
I played a character named Nate. So the playing a basketball player is, yeah, playing yourself. But showing the personality of a person, and they have lines written for you and somebody else has to come back with the lines, that's acting. If you were just up there freestyling, you don't even freestyle on reality shows, if you know it or not. They got reality writers. So in order to play it, and then the camera has to move to this side and facial expressions, you have to use some acting skills.
Gotcha.
This is awesome. And I'm thinking of you, and like there's some perfect stuff in the world. Peanut butter and jelly, Shaq and Kobe, right? Mike and Scotty, Steph and Clay. But you in Bad Boys being the originator of the Bad Boys, John, I know that made you feel good. I'm like, look at Sally, still getting it in.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I knew it was big. I went home. I came home and I told my peeps, I said, let me tell you, this one is the best one yet. And they were like, oh, man, you was only down there for 3 weeks. I said, I'm telling you, when I say they put their foot in this one, they really did. So anybody that didn't see Bad Boys 4, go see it, because you don't even need to see the other three to like this one. Wow. This one might turn out being the best one.
Well, since I have you on, I got to tell you my one story. I'm taking you back to 1988. I lived in Philadelphia, essentially, and I drove 15 hours to the Pontiac Silverdome to watch you guys play, because I was a huge Celtics fan. And I watched you guys eliminate the Celtics in 88 in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the game where McHale pulled Isaiah aside, and I think he was saying, you know, go ahead and win this thing. And it was basically the end of the Celtics dynasty. You guys ended it pretty much that night.
so let's it's so funny how you put that. So it was 1988 Eastern Conference Finals. Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, yep, Danny Ainge all walked off court in between Adrian Dantley shooting a foul shot, and Kevin McHale reached back and gave Isaiah a pound. And then in 1991, Detroit Pistons did it to the Chicago Bulls, and we were considered disrespectful and no class. But we did it the way that the Celtics did it to us. That's how they handed it to us. That's how Bill thought we should hand it to the Bulls. So that was two wonderful things and sad at the same time, because I'm a Celtic fan growing up. And I would say to Red Auerbach when he didn't draft me, I said, Red, I'm going to make you pay for that.
Well,
I'm going to make you pay for that, baby.
It was, I mean, when you guys walked off and didn't shake hands, that was wrong, John. But when the Celtics did it, it was a safety issue. Because there were 40,000 people in that arena, or that stadium that night.
Well, they're going to have to leave anyway.
Yeah. Hey, John.
And you remember, people in Detroit, Red Wings fans, Lion fans, Tiger fans, Michigan State. We don't do violence. You know, the malice in the palace was set off by somebody from Indiana, not even Detroit people. So the Detroit people are very giving, especially when you lose. They want you to get out quickly.
Wow. John, I got to do this, man. I'm one of them dudes. If I don't ask you, I won't be able to sleep tonight. I'm a proud black man, and I know this.
I don't know that girl.
Whoa, okay. Listen, I know, you know, it's about leaving things, legacies for your kids. And I know a lot of times black men and women haven't been in positions like others to do that. And I start that because I'm thinking of LeBron James and Bronny. Listen.
I love it.
But I want to love it, John. I just can't, because I feel like Bronny, you do that in corporations. You do that at Exxon. You do that. You don't do that with an NBA
question.
Come on, John, did he really deserve to be drafted? I'm saying it to you, but you played. But there's just something about this that ain't sitting right with me, John.
Oh my God, you know what? Then what really shouldn't sit right to you is all the things that they're reversing in this world. That part right there is one of the best I've ever seen. And you forget that the NBA is a corporation, and LeBron is part of the corporation. Mm. And in having Bronny, bringing your son in, legacy, getting him a $5.5 million deal, meaning you take $5.5 million less, and setting up your child, no one says it when it happens, the head of music companies like them Gray. They say nothing that the Rockefellers used to set up their children, or the Vanderbilts, to have supposedly no money now. But that's the American way. You're supposed to look out for the ones coming behind you, not to continue to struggle, but step in some puddles, but never, never, never swim in the river.
Yeah.
And that's why I take my hat off to him, that he was able to have this much influence.
Yes.
Because you'll never see that much influence, because he realizes he's the show. So when LeBron goes to a game and he doesn't play, people leave. Because they're not coming to watch the game. They're coming to watch LeBron play. Once you understand your power and you're able to wield your power, that's the best part of it. He didn't abuse it and then also sign his daughter. He did sign his son, who could be and turn out to be a great player. Hey, Steph Curry's father was way better than Steph Curry. And then Steph Curry turned into Steph Curry.
Mm.
But Dale Curry was a beast, brother. And you remember, I love Steph, one of my favorite people. And you guys is ready to trade him. Ready to trade him. I don't know, his ankles are weak. Hey, I listen to your station. I am, a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I remember, people jump. And you should just, trust the process. If it doesn't turn out, then he doesn't turn out to be like Junior, Ken Griffey Jr. He doesn't turn out to be like Barry Bonds. But what if he does? What if he turns out, just the environment, what if he does turn out to be unbelievable? He may not be his father. I don't think there'll ever be another one like LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's the GOAT, but man, in the last 10 years, this brother is amazing.
No, it's incredible. It's incredible.
So just, right, and he gets better with age. He's probably taking my health products, and you guys should too. You should go to shopbetter.com, shopbetterlife, B-E-T-T-A.
Okay.
I couldn't afford the whole ER because it's the hard ER, so I put an A on it, B-E-T-T-A-life.com. And you take these life, I just turned 60. And
you look great.
You're not lying. And I feel 39 going toward 36.
So, listen to us, Stardy.
I'm going to be crazy.
Huh.
Checking it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, John, we're doing that for you. If you could just say, this is John Sally, you're listening to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Man, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, but also, before I get out of that, I want you to say it again, because I'm an actor. You got to say it twice.
This is John. Yeah, I got you. This is John Sally. You're listening to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir.
All right. Also, everybody out there, go check out the website, God Bless Bitcoin. You can watch my new documentary for free. I want everybody to be know what's happening before it all happens, and then we have everybody homeless. Pay attention. GodBlessBitcoin.com. Go check it out. And just so you know, it's 95.7 The Game.
Yep.
That's what it's on. Yeah. All right. 3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Stiney and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
The Sally. Oh, the man. Spider.
One take.
One take, Jay.
Hey, John.
He's the man.
John, thank you so much, man. Really made our day.
Hit us up when you get to the Bay. Anytime, John.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to bring Fogarty with me.
There it is.
All right. Have a great weekend, my man. Thank you.
Peace.
Oh, man, that was great. How you feeling, bud? You got to be on the line right now.
I feel great.
That was awesome. And you had no clue.
No clue.
I've been holding on to that since Wednesday. You know I can be in heaven and the boss. You know, it's hard for me.
John Sally.
That is great.
It said John from San Francisco, and it said has a bone or issue with Stiney, and I was like, I don't really want to get into it today.
Man.
He was great, man. You got to get a boss credit for that. Yeah. He hit that up.
Yeah, this one he got right. He was the guy who set me up in the first place.
Hey, Redemption City.
He ends up being neighbors with Fogarty.
I thought that was material.
No.
Yeah. No, he said he was neighbors.
I think he was.
Because his line the first time was he helped write that song, and I go, that was, and we didn't laugh. And I said, that's why he hung up. Oh, that was awesome, man. That made my day. You can't even get on my nerves the rest of this show.
No, and I'm not. No. I can't get mad at Brandon Ayuk.
And it wasn't a 30-second question about LeBron.
It was 40-something.
41.
Dude, he said get to the question.
No, hey, Evan, there's some other guys with long questions here, man. I'm the only one that gets the clock, man.
Wow, dude.
Oh, that was
yeah, that was good. How do you follow that up? With a cigarette, and we don't even smoke.
Well, we should walk that off. See if Willard can get in here early. Yeah. Oh, man. I was wondering why you were playing that. And it was start to finish.
And I said I gave it away when you were like, why you want to go to the phone so fast? Exactly. I'm like, damn.
I was going to let him sit there until somebody told me to get him.
Yeah, the spite on
people
the line.
Say
come on.
Great interview, man. Oh, he was great.
Man. Hey, I love where the Niners are at right now.
There you go.
Super Bowl, here we come. I think we can do it this
year. Well, play your sounder, bud. Don't assume, TK. What did he say, Tim?
Hell with Lynch.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm assuming Super Bowl with this team. Well, why wouldn't you?
It's a
compliment to him, Goo. You're right.
Okay.
Look at my
man.
What. Yeah, you
got to get 71 in here, though, pal.
71.
Trent Williams.
God, you are just amazing with these numbers.
That's not amazing. That's just the guy's number.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I'm terrible at that.
Like, do you know when my birthday is? Seriously. I know Evans. I think he knows mine. But I want you to know mine because I know yours.
I think it's in the summer.
It's in May. But you're really, that's who you are. It's all good. Exercise.
When's mine?
Come on now. You know I know
it. Yeah, that's a no.
September.
Okay.
Like, I really knew your B-day, man.
I need to get out of here right now. Like, it's like...
Five minutes.
Yeah.
No,
Evan,
I mean,
I heard you this morning get out at 42 Shefty goes. Oh, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Jackie Robinson.
Great. Evan wrapped it up because he was driving. And Butcher goes, hey, you're not in the afternoon, bud. We don't break to 50. It was great radio.
And this is like I want to end on a high note.
John
Sally.
Yeah. Did you haven't seen Bad Boys 4, of course.
No, who's in that?
Sally.
John Sally?
Yeah, Stiney. Pretty damn
By
good.
The way, you funneled me bad information on the spur of the moment.
That was Ken.
You got to share it. What?
I said, you were in a movie, Eddie. Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Oh!
No, he was. He just didn't. He played a basketball player. Yeah. He didn't technically play himself.
What was the word you think he was trying to pronounce? Because he was like me. He just ran away from it and started over.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, boy.
That was great.
Bad Boy Pistons.
And you didn't mind me saying, hey, can you say... You're listening to Stiney and Guru. That's our new thing, Stiney.
I actually didn't. I did not mind that.
Evan told me to do it. Young mind.
Somebody on the text line said you should get John Sally to say Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah. That would, wow.
Well, he's bringing Fogarty. We can have both of them do it.
Oh, God. All right.
Lower your damn voice, Guru.
Wow. Headachesville.
Now, you know, I didn't was going to read that part.
Well, it's in all caps.
I'll turn my mic down.
Headachesville. Oh, man.
He missed my point on Bron. I got his. It's not about LeBron. It's about the up. This is pro sports, Donnie. Pro sports. And the other guys trying to get on. Like the executives, the ones that got messed over, they're like nobodies. We don't hear from them. But these guys, blood, sweat, and tears, trying to, what was the doc with the guys in Chicago?
We've been through this before.
But still.
You're on an island.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No,
there's
I've had
no
conversations,
difference
men and women.
Between a record executive and a basketball player.
I'm
just saying.
I believe there
man,
is.
Man, I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah, let's see how long it lasts.
He had to be kidding about listening, didn't he? He said he was a listener.
Yeah, he did say that. Those words came out of his mouth.
I was almost going to tell him my story from that night.
Dude, the Celtics story was great.
Well, what happened afterwards? I told you that one about Chuck Nevitt. I don't think I can.
What, a fight?
No, it's...
What happened?
It is funny. I think I did tell the story on the air before.
Evan probably was in.
It was,
yeah, it was a Thursday.
I'm
now, okay, see, now, boy, you, and he's laughing. Like, oh my, all you can do is laugh.
Hey, Kane Stylebender, easy.
On who, you?
Easy on that YouTube chat. Stein, he'll turn back into a pumpkin at the crossover.
Oh my,
yeah, because of Willard.
Willard was hot yesterday, Steiny. On Ayuk, I got to defend Ayuk today.
I'm coming down
Willard's
road. Because
he says he's been having this deal for 3 months. What took so long?
It was one day ago that Willard said, I'm out. I'm just out on Ayuk. Okay, now today I'm going to need to know what that means. You all right?
Yeah. You got to quit snitching. Nobody heard that.
Well, I thought you were... You had something.
You got gum in your mouth?
Thought you had something caught in your throat.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. 888-957-9570 if you want to talk about
we should
about
have did
Chad
that at 1:30 so it'd be out of here.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't really know how we get.
And he's really his neighbor.
He's a great guy. Great interview. He gets it. Sally gets it.
Well,
all right. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, baby! And he put the Guru, yeah!
He did. Well, we've now come full circle.
Yeah!
John Sally joining us. John Sally.
That's one of the greatest bars
joined
ever.
Joined us last segment, and it was a lot of fun.
So you had nobody? No. I love it,
no
man.
Idea.
We've been sitting on the boss called me. I got it.
I mean, if I would have known it was him, I probably wouldn't have ripped the Giants like I did. He didn't like that.
Oh, I love
anyway.
It.
Anyway, let's go to Robin. Robin's in San Francisco.
Our girl, where's she being?
Hey, Robin.
Hey, you guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, D, I just wanted to let you know. I called you D. Everybody with the name Daryl. Somebody called
I love
you D.
It.
My son is Devon. We call him D. Everybody with the name D gets called
love
D.
It.
But I called to defend Steinmetz because everybody heard Willard when he said what he said, and he said it more than one time because I heard it. And you know what? To his credit, he didn't back down from he was sick of he was done with IU. He didn't back down. He still stood by. He said he was glad the deal was done, but he's still so over IU. And I have to admit, I'm over. I don't even know. I'm gonna tell you what I'm over. In terms of him, it's just hearing his name.
Yeah.
Okay? His name is, I can't stand it any longer. It's, you know, like my grandmama used to say, that boy need to get somewhere and sit down. Now that he has, just can we not hear his name for a week, okay? It would be just so damn great. And the other thing I didn't like about Luke, Ayuk was, he was classless the way he handled it. Him and his girlfriend and the rest of Pookie and them. Mm. Bye, you guys.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate the call.
Well, kudos to Willard. Not, you know, we know how he feels, but as far as the, we all huddled together and said we were tired of hearing IU, just the name. But what's crazy in this is his agent, Ryan Williams, and John Lynch are buds. They're friends.
So John should have just overpaid.
No, I just thought that would mean something. I guess I'm being naive, but damn, I was like, can't you just go have a drink and be like, dude, let's get this. We're getting killed in the public. You know, come on, what's happening?
I don't think anybody knew who Ryan Williams was in the grand scheme of things.
We had fun last week with his name, but it was Johnny's boy.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess they had.
But Willard's hot. I just want to see if he's still hot today about how he
took
so long.
I don't want to get in the middle of anything right now. I'm feeling too good. I'm feeling too good about it.
Well, we do have what's bugging you at
nothing. Nothing. I'm in a good space.
Look
right
at
now.
My man.
Did you see the Curry stopper got signed today?
Curry, there is no such thing.
T.J. McConnell, nothing.
I loved his game. Did he get how much, Donnie?
$10 million a year.
All right, he's good.
He is good. I like him. Hey, you know one thing I was thinking about with, well, where should I go here? How about I go here?
You go anywhere you want.
Giants,
buddy.
It's their last best chance tonight.
Now you're trolling, I believe.
They got the Marlins.
Marhan's cooked.
They've got.
They can't hit.
Got to win this series.
They can't hit. I don't care who they have. They can't hit.
Well,
with runners in scoring position. So you're saying the math is.
I'm kidding.
All right. I'll snuff that out.
What?
Give me, if you can, Ken, the priest. This thing is stinking from the neck up. Because that's
head
what it's
up.
I thought it was neck.
He's talking about a fish. Yeah.
Well, Ken's pointing to his neck. You could play it. See, but I know you're busy.
The bottom line, you know.
I don't ask for much here, man.
I mean, we got 27 games left for the Giants. And I think on every game day, I'll just ask you, you still think they're going to win a playoff series?
I'm out.
This is stinking from the head.
Thank you. 6.5 back. And it's not even the math. It's they just, with runners in scoring position, can't hit. I'd fire Pat the Bat. That's who wouldn't be coming back. You telling me all these dudes don't know how to hit with runners and score, but the same approach to just whiff. They don't even have a productive out. You know, there's a thing called a productive out in baseball. The Giants just
they make
whiff.
A lot of productive outs with nobody on base.
I've taken a few L's, but Stoney, they're one under. What would make you think
that they could win a playoff series? Yeah.
I said that when you said Kyle wouldn't win a Super Bowl.
Well, no.
That was the same day. No. We were having fun with the predictions.
Well, all right.
Own it. Don't just rent it. Own it. John Sally, Stan, I feel like he's a bud of ours.
A lot of people today chiming in. They like your sweater.
You know, I like it too. I think that's why I was smiling when I came in.
Yeah, it caught my attention.
Dude, you just...
When you walked in.
Every time I walk in, you back out of your chair, and you just have this look of, what the F?
Every time you come in, I'm like, make sure you smile, or he'll think you're not in a good mood.
We in the cafeteria. God. We got to now.
What?
After the John Sally interview. Hit the cafeteria, break bread.
Yeah.
We do that more than other shows.
We'll see.
We'll see. Now we're going.
That's what my dad always used to say.
R.I.P.
We always used to think that when he said, we'll see, it meant yes. Because you don't say, oh, you know what, we'll see. Nah.
No.
Sorry.
We even got Ken in the crew now.
Hey,
His wife hates us.
So
where are you at?
I was thinking about, are you married, Ken?
Well, my 3-year anniversary is going to be next
know
Tuesday.
Know your teammates.
Congratulations.
I know this man's birthday. No, Ken's married. Well, I went to A's game with him. And my man says, are you married?
888-957-9570 is the number. You know what? We're still floating.
Yeah, I'm throwing
Sally's got us floating.
Yeah.
We're going to open it up. We're going to say, ask Guru Steiny anything. You got any questions for us? 888-957-9570.
That is awesome.
They can be sports related. I can set you straight
or
on what's
entertainment.
Going on with sports. Yeah, ask us
stocks.
Anything. Need to get started in the business? I'll help you.
David, find a local contest.
David in San Jose. What's up, David? David's got a question for us. Hey.
I do. Starney, nice. Cool. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
So we need Sally on every day.
Oh,
so we
God.
Got Starney in a good mood. And, you know, we get to let Goo have fun, man. Let Goo have fun. But anyways, my question, and you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, but kind of who's the one that's most irreplaceable, right? And hear me out, my two would be Purdy and Bosa, and I would think, God forbid, you know, the injuries or whatever, but one of them went down, I would think Shanahan would be more confident in replacing Purdy than he would Bosa, just being kind of that, you know, quote-unquote, you know, quarterback guru he is. Mm. But I wanted to get your guys' take on it, man, because Bosa goes down, man, that's our season, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I'll take it offline, but yeah, man, I just want to get your guys.
Appreciate it.
How would you go about that?
I think that's really, I'm actually thinking about this. We played that game where you had to cut one. So let me think. Purdy, Bosa, Kittle, Ayuk. Okay, here's what I want to do. Of the 49ers, they've got 7 skill position guys.
Okay.
Purdy, McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, and then we'll add Trent Williams and Bosa to that. Those are 7 guys, right?
Okay.
They're key to the 49ers' success. What if you had to get rid of 2 of them? You had to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy.
That would be...
No, I'm going in the order of the 3 that are remaining.
Well, let's...
And that's Trent, Bosa, and McCaffrey. Okay, so those 3 are three is the mandate.
Oh,
they stay.
Okay.
Okay, then, Stoney, I'd have to say night-night to Debo and Kittle.
Wow. Yeah. I would probably say goodbye to Ayuk and Kittle. So his question was about Purdy and Bosa. Purdy and Bosa.
You telling me? And I love
that's
Dobbs.
That's a tough one.
Dobbs is not going to. And I love him, but you ain't gonna duplicate. I would, hey, man, knock on wood, if we're not going to get pressure up front, maybe Sorensen and slash Staley can manipulate something to where you create your own pressure by scheming it up, but you're not going to get Dobbs to be Brock Purdy, and you could have McCaffrey. But if my man's throwing ducks or just not grasping the offense, then you're done, Stoney. You can manipulate pressure.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble if you lose either of those guys, obviously, Purdy or Bosa. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. I met him out real quick. You might know him, but I don't know.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want – though me would want to guess, but after the Sally interview,
okay.
You just say.
But we were talking about – there is a phrase that I'm hearing a lot, and it I don't think it's a good thing – to really believe, okay? And I've heard it with Trent Williams, and I've heard it with Draymond Green.
All right.
And it's, we can't win without them. That really, I do not like when that is made like a definitive statement.
Unless you're the person that's being said
about.
Well,
that's one person
Draymond
on planet
Earth. Draymond turned that into 4-400.
Right, but... That's what I mean. I mean, oh, well, we can't win a championship without Draymond Green.
But you've said that about Draymond, and we've argued over the years, Donnie.
Right. And so on principle alone, like I would never, I don't know.
Wow.
Hey, really? You can't win without Trent Williams? You can't win.
Well, they lost three games when he went down.
Okay. You can't win. You can't replace him. He's irreplaceable.
Well, right now, I don't think you can. You can replace him by putting somebody in his spot, but you're not going to have the same results.
But it's
this dude's a menace.
But it's clear to me. Well, he's 36, so they're not going to have him pretty soon.
Is he playing? Okay, I don't care about his age. I know you do. What level is he playing at?
No, what I'm saying is he's 36, so he's going to retire pretty soon.
Okay, right.
So
they're on the clock.
So you tell me why, and we'll get another one. Well, if he's the greatest of all time and you can't win without him, what are you going to do next year?
Try to get closest to the mark that you can, Stoney, and that's how it goes. And that's what the Warriors are going to do when Steph Curry's gone. I'm not calling Trent Steph, but they know what time it is, and I think they got 2 or 3 years left, and they'll probably draft, hopefully, if they're in a position to get his replacement or do a trade or somehow, well, somebody good of that caliber going to be available? You never know. Ayuk became available almost.
I wonder if, yeah, I would not operate under an assumption that Trent Williams is going to be here in 3 years.
Two for sure.
Two seems like...
When we get this report of his new deal, Stein, it'll be two at minimum.
Well, I mean, okay, that still doesn't guarantee 2 years. That, like, you get hurt at this age, it's probably over.
Right.
I mean, if he gets hurt...
But you're never going to lose. I'm giving you all that and some when you bring up injury like that. That can happen with Draymond Green, anybody, Curry.
Right, but the point is if you're 36 and you get hurt, it's over. If you're 26 and you get hurt, it's not over. Like, that's the big difference.
Right.
Like, if Trent Williams gets hurt and he got to go to reconstructive knees,
no,
he's not
right.
going to be able to come back.
I got you.
Waterman's in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman? How you doing?
How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Awesome Sally conversation, by the way.
Thank you.
So as a fan and somebody who listens to you guys every day, all day, I can't be more happy that we're not talking about Brandon Ayuk's contract situation anymore. I was honestly, if I had to turn the radio on and hear another all day conversation about Brandon Ayuk, I might have turned you guys off. I'm not going to lie, but thank God it's over. Cause now we can talk about something else.
Yep.
As far as the expectations of the season, the deal is, as somebody who grew up watching this team, and I am lucky enough in my life, even though I was a kid and then a teenager, to see them win back-to-back in the 80s, and then, of course, Steve Young in 94. When the Niners go to the Super Bowl, we expect them to win because that's all we knew.
Yeah.
So when, of course, they lost to Baltimore, that was like a shock. And, of course, the way they were getting blown out and then, you know, made their way back. So that's the expectation of this team. And then, you know, the fact that this last year the Niners were picked to win the Super Bowl, it seemed like it was going to be their year. They were loaded. I personally, and I mean, I know a lot of other guys at my job feel this way. I mean, like, yeah, I'm happy the season's coming up, but I'm not like, oh, yeah, this is it. It's finally going to happen this year, because it was supposed to happen last year.
Mm.
It was supposed to happen last year, and it didn't happen. So the Niners, yeah, okay, they're the same. It's the same team coming back, and we're all excited, you know, give or take a few players. But the core is here. Yeah, it's another year with Purdy. It's another year with Ayuk, Debo, Kittle. Bosa is still there. We got a couple of defensive guys I'm excited about. But I'm not, like, jumping up and down going, oh, yeah, they're going to be in the Super Bowl. I'm just hoping, honestly, they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I really, really am. I think they're going to have a down year. And I've said this before to you guys. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I want to see him make the Super Bowl. I just don't think it's going to happen this year.
Why not?
And then I think this is going to be our 2020.
Mm.
When Jimmy got hurt, yeah. and then you know, what was his name? Bosa, and then Solomon Thomas back-to-back knee injuries. I just think we're going to have an injury-plagued year because of the strain. And now, see, because everybody wants to kind of forget this is 2 years in a row now with McCaffrey. We've gone long into the playoffs with a lot of wear and tear on the body. And we all were talking about it last year. McCaffrey got used a lot. That dude is an essential part of our team as an outlet and a running back. But let's face it, like John Madden said, you've only got so many plays in your body before stuff starts breaking down. And so, I really hope nobody gets – there's not a major injury, but I just think it's going to be one of those rough years. And if I can just say this to tie it in
– finish it off.
With the Giants, the reason I personally feel like I don't have an expectation for the Giants to win the World Series for a bit, because I've watched that team ever since I was a baby, from Candlestick Park to Pac Bell, and they finally broke through. There was no winning tradition when this team had been in San Francisco. They hadn't won the World Series. So we don't, as a Giants fan, we didn't know what that felt like. You know, so now that we do know, it's great. So I think, honestly, especially with baseball, they gave us three amazing years, and won the World Series. I think you get a 10-year grace period, which is right about where we're at, until people start going, all right, something needs to change. We need to, like, why are we now not consistently at least making the playoffs and being a contender? Because it is, to me, all my buddies are like, oh, yeah, they can totally make the playoffs this year. They're above 500 team. And I've been like, what are you guys looking at? This is a 500 ball club all year. Who's on this team that is screaming from, like, a true playoff contender? I mean, look at some of the other teams that are going to be in the playoffs. There's no cohesiveness and solid roster here. All these players seem to be interchangeable from one year to the next. Right. So there's no camaraderie. You know, the manager's having to figure it out every year because there's not a solid core. That's my take, fellas. Thank you for taking the call.
Have a good right. day.
Thanks, Water. Yeah, Waterman. Appreciate
Baby Steiny. That's what he's Steiny. He sounded like he was.
He's actually dead on.
Oh, that was great. No, he had a lot of good stuff, but 10 years is too long for me, Steiny.
Nope. Well, then you don't know sports.
No, but
no, you don't.
No, stop.
Remember, we did this before.
Yeah, we did. That's
and I had
I'm
an
like,
unbelievable point. I don't know why you don't think there's not a cost. You know, it's easy for you guys to say, well, dynasty comes at a cost, but you don't really believe it. But you should, because it's true. 10 years. I think 10 years. I love
so
the 10 years.
So far, I should stay then.
I didn't say that. Bring in another guy to start over. But
well, if the premise is, oh, we're only dysfunctional, or we're not winning or competing because
he's not the reason why.
Mm.
He's just one of the reasons why.
I would say he is because he's in charge of replenishing and getting this thing back together.
Right.
He's been striking out, some deem striking out on landing big free agents. But if you want to blame the park and those other
I'm blaming the previous organization. The previous organization put any new organization into a tough spot. And that's why I kind of feel it. Here's what happens. Giants win in 2014.
That's team. Yeah.
Okay. Then they try to do whatever they're under the illusion that they're just going to win forever, and they sign older players to contracts. Well, guess what? They're no longer in their prime. And so then you struggle with your players. The first thing that happens is you start to lose with the players who are champions. Brandon Crawford, Posey, Brandon Belt.
Got to the playoffs in 16.
2014 to 2018, you lost with the players who won titles for you. Then you finally think, we got to start getting off guys. Well, that doesn't mean it happens right away. You might stub your toe. You may try to start over and get off those guys, and it doesn't mean you're automatically going to win.
But when the payroll's over 200 milli, I think that signals we got something good here.
I think what it signals is you got money to spend, but it doesn't mean you're going to spend it right. Mm. Some teams are going to spend it right. Some teams aren't. Mm. Giants fans don't, they don't get to bank on the fact that Farhan's going to do things right.
You can't question, Stani, what if he would have bought these potatoes instead of those potatoes? What if he would have bought turkey instead of ground beef? Farhan, with the money that he was spending, what if somehow he could have...
He spent the money on the best players he could, that he could reasonably acquire.
Well,
And what?
You talk about, I'm just saying to that point, the relationship Snell and Chappie had with Melvin, you got to wonder if those guys would have even came if there was no Melvin.
I'm maybe not.
I just hate Tim. That's a decade.
They've got.
Now you're telling me the Warriors get ready.
Yes. Jesus, I've been saying that forever.
But when you say that, Stoney, it can be 20 years before you're proven, finally, I'm right. But we're in year one of not making the playoffs of that.
Right. And where would this be on my scale? So 2022, they won it. Then what do you try to do? Oh, we can still win it. We can still win it. Sign everybody. Get them back. Try again. Well, guess what? Now it's 2024. And yes, I get they traded Clay, but now you weren't very good with Clay, Draymond.
But now
and
you
Steph.
Got some youth, though, along with the veterans.
Okay.
Pods.
Right. And there's
Kuminga.
No guarantee TJD. That they're going to catch fire and win 55 games.
Yeah.
So we're at the point now.
I don't even want to. I will not say 2032.
Well, we're at the point. Okay. So Steph's now under contract for three more years. Draymond's under contract for three more years.
Curve.
And two more, or one more maybe, I don't even know, two, I don't know. And so, if those guys diminish in a quick way, well, now you're looking at 2 or 3 years with Curry and Draymond, and we're not winning. I remember people saying, well, as long as you have Steph Curry, you make the playoff.
That's 1 year, bud.
They've missed the playoffs 3 of 5.
Yeah, but 1 year he broke his hand.
Well, that's another reason.
And one of those three, they won it all.
Right. It's because when they re-sign a guy like a Steph Curry, even though he's past his prime, he's still so important that if he gets hurt, you're done.
Well, not if you make the right draft pick.
But they don't. There wasn't a right draft pick.
I think Halliburton or LaMelo Ball would be better than nothing.
Well, they'd be better than nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Look at me and my man agreeing.
Yeah.
See, the euphoria's run out.
It is.
Got the goal, my
dude. Sally lasted a half hour. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment was brought to you by Floor & Decor.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.